There are a lot of strange reactions this weekend in Mexico, and nothing stranger than the scenes at massive soccer stadiums where the games go on, but the fans are locked out. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story.
A dozen disappointed yet still die-hard fans cheered outside the huge Estadio Azul, home of the Cruz Azul soccer team. The gates are closed. No one but essential personnel and reporters are allowed in. ...21-year-old Angel Reyna jumps up and down, waving his fists and chants, "I love you, Cruz Azul. Nothing is more important than coming to see my team." Apparently not even the risk of catching the swine flu. Reyna says it's disappointing to not be able to go in and watch, especially since he and his friends have never missed a home game until now. Inside the stadium, TV Azteca play-by-play announcer Andre Marin says he hopes the game is exciting for the millions of Mexicans stuck watching at home. Talk about a captive audience.
It's a strange experience. But it's an emergency for Mexico, and we need to understand.
I have the best seat in the house. I'm four rows up, and I have another 60,000 I can choose from. There is nobody in the stadium. And the yelling that you hear back and forth, that's actually the players screaming, I'm open over here. Just then, Marlon Garrison of Fox Sports in Espanol comes down to sit next to me.
Yeah, we have the best view. You can hear everything.
Besides hearing him say, I'm open, I tell him I only catch the player saying, dale, dale, go, go, go.
Well, dale, dale, it's a very important word in Mexico. You can use it for sex, you can use it for football, you can use it for everything.
Joking aside, Garrison says the game had to go on, or Mexico would have run into trouble keeping up with the elimination schedule to qualify for World Cup play next year. After more than an hour of play, the score remains 0-0, and even the broadcasters start joking that it might have been better to postpone this game. Time is also running out to hear that trademark enthusiasm Latin American sportscasters are famous for. Until 2 minutes before the end of the game and the tension builds. The player is close to the goal. He positions, outmaneuvers the defender, and... Sadly, there were no fans to jump to their feet. Hopefully next week, and the flu outbreak will have subsided and the seats will be full once again. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.